Don't worry, guys, we always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here. Please don't cancel us.
Wait, we're on.
O'Briens. No, stop.
Bro,
we need to stop introducing the podcast with a song.
They say we die.
And there's a reason why I started that, actually.
Why? Because you think you're alpha.
Because last night, right? I couldn't sleep. Couldn't. I went to bed at 8:30.
You know what I think? I think that's a skill issue, buddy.
Okay. Good for you, mate.
Yeah.
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 All right, mate.
Yeah.
Talk
about
shove it up. Yeah.
Talk about your problem.
Yeah. So last night I couldn't sleep. All right. Couldn't.
Yeah.
Went to bed at 8:30. I was like, oh, this is gonna be an early night. I want to be on. I want to feel good tomorrow. You know. 9:30. Still haven't slept. I was like, oh, it's all right. You know. Still 9:30. Still 7 hours of sleep. You know, it's all right. It's all right. Got to 10:30. I was like, bro, come on. What the fuck is this shit? Got to 11:30. And I was like, bro, fuck. I was so fidgety, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Did you at least... did you at least wake up... and or not wake up, because you're awake, sorry. Did you at least get up from your bed and do something else?
No.
See, that's the problem.
The fuck was I supposed
you're
to
You're meant to... when you can't sleep, okay? So when you've been waiting to sleep for more than 20 minutes... what you're meant to do is you're meant to get up, go do something for 20 minutes without lights. So, like, maybe read a book outside your room and then come back and try and sleep again.
What the fuck, mate? You think I read books?
Well, you're not going to... You can't just go on your phone because that's going to impact your sleep.
Well, that's what I did.
Well, that's why.
I did. I gave up at, like, 11:30.
So, what'd you do?
I just went on my phone for half an hour.
That's the worst idea.
No, and then I slept, mate.
I remember I've done that before, and it's the worst night you can have.
Bro, I slept good after.
I'm sure...
so explain that.
I'm sure you slept good because you were fucking tired after being up till midnight.
Mate, it was more like 12:30.
Yeah.
And then I set my alarm to 5 minutes early because I have to do a few things now with my...
a few shit.
My new side hustle, which is a secret right now.
Yeah, no it's a one secret gets to find right now. Out. Yeah.
It's a side hustle.
Yeah.
So I got 5 minutes early.
You're one of those guys who are like, yeah, I got a side hustle.
Yeah, I do have a side hustle. Hey, you're one of those guys who dies their mo, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because of Movember. Shit, mate. And also, it's also because I like it.
It looks shit, mate.
That's what you think, buddy. It doesn't matter what you think, as long as I think it's good.
Neil, does it look good?
I don't care what Neela thinks.
No, the black, like now.
Oh, no, it looked better when it was
brown. Looked better when it was before.
Yeah,
how it was before.
Well, I'll just... because it's dye, so it will eventually... it will eventually go brown,
this man dyed his mo.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, fucking cringe, mate.
At least I can dye a mo, bro. Yeah, cringe, you can't even grow one.
Mate, I've got one going.
You got nothing. The only thing you got,
mate,
is a ball sack for
mate,
a chin.
Mate.
That's what you got.
Mate.
You just got little fucking tiny pubes on your chin.
You got fucking black.
Literally, it looks like you're
chin.
Growing a ball sack.
Mate.
What? Huh? What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
Let's begin. I'm sick of this shit.
Okay,
mate.
So guys, welcome to the Making Waves podcast.
Let's fucking stop with this shit. Who cares?
Season
3.
They
know, they've clicked on the Making Waves podcast.
Episode 28.
They know what this is. They know what this is, mate.
Well, I just...
let's
I
stop
just,
with this shit.
I made them feel welcome.
Bro, I don't give a
You're not
fuck.
Making our listeners feel very welcome, mate.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves, honestly.
Bro, no, don't. Please don't. Nolan's just in a mood for some reason. Dude, I've been waiting all morning to do this podcast
I'm
with Nolan.
Starving, mate.
I've been waiting an hour and a half since you were meant to finish.
Don't make it sound like...
yeah.
Don't make it sound like it's my fault, mate.
It is.
I went to work.
You went to work?
Job.
I have a job too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, what the fuck's that?
You know what I did this morning?
Didn't just work.
I worked.
I worked. Did you in that whole time, right, from after swimming, right, to now, did you go on Tinder or Hinge?
No.
Cap.
I didn't.
Cap.
I didn't.
I
I'm not down bad.
Differ. I beg to differ.
I told you this, that the only time of the day where I really do it is in the morning.
That's the biggest load of cap I've ever heard in my life. Mate, you do it, right, on the couch. Like...
Well, sometimes, but when I do it, I do it just like casually when I wake up.
Casually?
Yeah. But like, I can't be fucked anymore.
Bro, me too.
So like, I've just given up. But anyways, let's get started.
Let's begin
on your thing.
With strangest human achievements.
So this is like a bit of history.
A new segment. Kind of. Not really.
Oh.
So Killian, if you were, do you wish you could do a backflip?
Not really. I've never really done it, right? Well, yeah, but I've never really desired to do a backflip.
How many backflips do you think is the world record? Most consecutive backflips in a row?
I'm going to say what Neela said. 30.
Yeah, well, you guys are wrong. 35.
Well, we got pretty close.
35 backflips, which was actually... what's the word for that? Which was actually done. No. It's a good word for done. Like a synonym.
Just say done.
Which was actually performed by Miranda Fungerson.
Fungerson. Well, there you go. That's why she decided to do 35 backflips to make up for her last name.
And her first name. I don't really like the name Miranda.
You don't?
No.
Just reminds me of like, isn't it called the Mirandarites? Where you're like, you have the right to remain silent.
Mate, you have the right to remain.
You don't even know them. What were you going to say?
Do you know when
the balcony, what's another name?
You can speak louder because otherwise they won't hear you.
No, what's it called? Oh, I forgot the... But it's kind of like Miranda.
Miranda.
Did not cook with that one.
Michelle. No.
Oh, I don't know then.
Yeah, anyways.
Think about the next one.
Most tattoos in one go.
See, okay, can we just pause here?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to like move off topic, but on topic at the same time.
Just fucking do it, mate.
Guinness World Records, okay? World records in general, right? I feel like there should be a line where at some point the world records are just ridiculous. Like, who's going to care about the person who's got the most tattoos on their body?
No, or like, most tattoos... Drawn.
See, that's even worse. Like, it's just so niche.
What do you mean it's so niche?
Well, it's like...
I reckon there's more
most
people,
tattoos drawn.
There's more people in this world with a tattoo than not.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah, that's got nothing to do with what
so
I'm talking
how's
about.
So, how is it niche?
There's probably less people in the world that can do backflips, but yet no one really cares about how many you can do in a row.
I feel like 35 is pretty impressive.
Oh, it is impressive. Don't get me wrong. It's impressive. But also, like... Why not? Well, it's like...
Why do you decide to wake up at 4:40 every morning, wake up, jump in a cold pool, and swim 8Ks?
Because it's my sport. Like, it's...
Yeah, so it's their sport.
I'm aiming for something.
It's their passion. It's their hobby.
So you're telling me someone's passion...
Why are they not allowed a hobby? Why are they not allowed a world record for their hobby, mate? Or their passion? Why are you allowed a world record, but they're not?
Can you just shut up for a second?
No.
Can you listen to me?
Answer that question.
Can you listen?
What makes you more special than them?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
good old Miranda Fungerson probably does a shit ton of backflips.
Oh yeah. Oh, she probably does gymnastics.
Yeah.
But okay, here's the thing, right? I'm not gonna go and be like, okay, I swam the fastest freestyle wearing a leather jacket and a baseball cap with
shoes on.
But
you know what's crazy about that? You did.
I didn't.
No, you didn't. But our good friend Angus did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were there.
But it was for shits and gigs.
But he was still trying to get a world record, mate.
It was for shits and gigs.
If you broke the world record, you still would have wanted a world record.
We didn't break the world record.
Well, yeah, he didn't. Maybe if I jumped in, we would... I'm kidding.
Bro,
I'm kidding.
Dude, you're talking so much shit. What I'm saying is...
I'm not talking shit.
What I'm saying is, you can have a hobby... But then to go and try and record yourself in the history books because you got the most tattoos written on you is the most useless thing ever.
Like, it's not, though.
It is. You can have a hobby, but, like, why are you doing... Like, what's the point? What's the point of recording yourself in the history books? Not even the history books, in the record books. For no reason.
Why? The reason why the Guinness Book of World Records is famous is not because of your stupid 50 freestyle world records, mate. It's because of the weird and wacky world records, mate.
Yeah.
If you look at the Guinness World Record books, you don't see a normal record in there. You see weird and wacky world records. When you went to school, what book did you borrow?
I borrowed
the Guinness Book of World Records.
I borrowed Horrible Histories.
You borrowed it once. Though.
I never borrowed.
You borrowed it once.
Yep. How do you know what
every
I borrowed
kid,
in primary school?
Every kid once in their life borrows Guinness Book of World Records.
I didn't.
Or reads
cool
it.
Kid. You'd be the cool kid in my class.
Or reads it.
I didn't read Guinness Book
you
of
did.
World Records.
I can guarantee you, in every single primary school classroom, there is two books, and they're always the same color. It's gray, and one's red.
No, okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Guinness Book of World Records is a bad business idea. Of course there's an
audience
for it.
You're sitting here in a garage with a podcast and you're saying Guinness Book of World Records is a bad business idea.
I just told you I didn't say that.
Mate, you're just a bit jealous, I think.
I think you're making yourself sound like an idiot. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying it's a bad business idea. All I'm saying is, why pay Guinness to go watch you tattoo names on yourself? Or whatever drawing you want to put on yourself, pay
well,
them.
How much you did in 24 hours, mate? You know this is going to impress you.
Can you
572?
Can you just listen?
577.
Can you just listen?
Is that not impressive?
I didn't even listen to what you said. Can you just listen for a second?
I'm trying to, but it's just waffle at this point.
What do you mean? I'm saying that. Why are you paying someone to record you doing a weird record when you're not making money from it?
Yes, you are.
She didn't make money from it, 100%.
If it's your passion, mate, bro, she probably has a TikTok account.
She does.
They make 50,000. Yeah, 50,000 if they break the world record, mate. Oh. So that just ruins your whole entire point, mate.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you just got
no.
Cooked.
Well, also
slam
like
slam dunk.
No, but I still think it's I still think it's useless.
I feel like if you're poor,
I still think it's weird. Like, why?
Because it's their passion. The guy who tattooed 577 people in 24 hours, I'm sure tattooing is his passion.
Yeah, but also...
The girl who did 35 backflips consecutively, I'm sure gymnastics is her passion. So why are you hating on their passion?
I'm not! I'm just saying why. That's all I'm saying, why?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, like, why would you think of doing, like,
because
35 backflips?
Because, I'm sorry, some people don't want to spend 5 hours a day training in the pool to break a world record that might be slightly more exciting.
So you're saying it's easier to break a Guinness World Record?
No,
Are you taking
that.
The piss out of the people
no,
you're
I'm
defending?
Not,
are
Dude,
you making their records seem like nothing?
And also, in the world record books, right, there's world records for tallest man, shortest man, fattest man. Sure, the fattest man, it's self-inflicted. Maybe he wanted to break a world record. The tallest man, I'm sure he didn't wake up and decide, oh, I want to be the tallest man in the world.
What are you on about?
Yeah, and he was still in the book.
What the fuck are you on about? That's not what I'm talking about, buddy.
It is.
I'm saying, why go to all the effort on trying to beat a world record that you just invented in your head? It's like me saying I'm going to break the world record for some random shit and publish it in a book.
So?
Just
bro,
try and
we
break records.
Right, you're taking the gimme out of this shit, right? But were we not a couple of episodes ago, probably more than a couple, trying to make the Making Waves World Record Series?
Yeah, because we're taking the piss.
Were we?
Well, I was.
I thought it was pretty serious.
Were you being serious?
Some people are serious, mate.
I don't really...
Mate, so you know the guy who stacked candy canes in his beard? He dedicates his life to breaking world records, mate.
Yeah, I mean, sure. If that's your thing.
And he's probably making shit ton of money.
Probably.
So respect the hustle, mate.
I do. That's not what I said. I just asked why.
Okay, moving on, mate. The next one is... Most Jenga blocks removed by whip in 1 minute.
The fuck? That's what I'm talking about. Anyways, continue.
How many do you think he did?
Probably like
Adam Winrich did.
Probably like 5.
8.
Yeah.
Mate, that's impressive. How many could you do in 1 minute with a whip?
I don't know. I don't think I want to try.
You probably couldn't.
I mean, I reckon, think
it's pretty impressive.
I reckon you could probably remove a gender
block.
Yeah,
or maybe the next one, mate. The next one, I will agree with you, is weird. But all the other ones, I'll allow.
No, I still think the tattoo one is weird. The backflip one I can get because gymnastics and maybe the whip one because, you know, maybe precision. The tattoo one takes no skill. I reckon you could honestly... tattoos drawn...
Oh, this is getting clipped, mate. Every tattoo artist out there or tattooist or whatever the fuck you are... Bro just said tattooing is easy.
I did not say that. You I did. Said no.
Yes, you did.
You took words out of my mouth. I said that breaking the world record would not be hard. So if you're a tattoo artist and you want to break the world record, I'm sure you could do it.
577, right? Divided by 24. Mate, that's 24 tattoos. That's 24 tattoos. An hour.
Yeah, you get people to line up. If you're a tattoo artist, right, you get people to line up and you draw a smiley face on each one of them. Yeah, there you go.
Like, it could be just a dog.
Are you telling me that you honestly think it's an impressive record?
What? Let's set this up. We're going to dedicate 24 hours, right? We're going to dedicate 24 hours and you're going to go to a tattoo parlor and you're going to see how many you can do.
I'm not saying I could.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying you could if you were a tattoo artist. You'd have to be a tattoo artist to be able to be able to qualify to do that. Pretty
impressive.
Mate, just continue.
All right. So, the last and final fact, strange human achievements, is fastest time to eat a plane.
See, there you fucking go. A plane. A fucking plane.
So this guy, right? It took 2 years for him to eat this plane, right? And I'm not talking like some metaphorical plane, some cake or whatever fuck. No, I'm talking about plane.
What? The materials?
Material.
He's
metal.
A fucking idiot. That's what he is.
This is the plane.
The fuck? That's what? So he ate all the aluminum, all everything. The electricity. What a fucking... He probably died afterwards.
Well,
imagine the constipation coming home after eating that.
Apparently he has a stomach of steel.
Bro definitely was not running out of iron there. He definitely did not hit an iron deficiency.
Yeah.
I'm talking to someone.
Maybe you should eat a plane, mate.
Yeah.
It's a very strange themed episode, you know? We're moving on to the Oddity Report.
The Oddity Report.
So this is basically the weirdest news headlines of the
week. Okay, go on.
I've got a few here. I've got 3. Yeah, 3. All right, so number 1, banana duct tape to a wall sells for $6.2 million at an auction. You just ruined the...
This goes along with my argument again for Guinness World Records. Like, it's just like...
I think the artist didn't give the banana and the duct tape on the wall. He gave... instructions how to make the banana and the duct tape after the person bought it.
That's a scam.
It's a scam. And also
funny.
It goes along with what I'm saying.
So, the controversial art piece called Comedian has been bought by a prominent cryptocurrency entrepreneur after laying out millions. He says he's going to eat the banana. Imagine having that much money to just take the joke out of it and be like, yeah, fuck it.
I'm going to eat the banana.
I'm going to eat it. And then what is he going to do with the duct tape? Just waste it?
He's probably eating it as well. He's probably the guy who ate the plane.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. That's probably where he made his money. How much, right, would you have to get paid to eat a plane?
To eat a plane?
Yeah.
For me to eat a plane, I'd have to be getting paid at least $1 billion, honestly.
Honestly?
Hand to God, honestly.
I actually agree with that one.
Dude,
Neil, I don't think
you would fuck up your intestines and your whole body eating a plane.
Probably, maybe I'd say 100 million in hospital bills, maybe.
And also, who thought of that?
That'd be gross.
Why would you even think of eating a plane?
Michael Lott, should we search up what he looks like?
Yeah, search up what he looks like. He probably looks like he's just come out of Chernobyl.
Michael Lott.
Do you get any nutritional benefits from eating anything on the plane?
Nothing.
I mean, except from the snack bar.
The what?
Except from the snacks on the plane.
Yeah.
Probably comes. Right,
this is him. I'm sure you've seen him before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have.
You have, eh?
I'm surprised he doesn't look more like a Smurf or some shit. Bro, probably, I don't know.
How is he, like, still alive? Well, he's still alive, because when he ate it, he looked young, and now he's old.
Oh.
How the fuck, how is that, like, good?
How do you even eat it?
Bruh, honestly, I don't know.
Alright, so, Americans upset about Trump win offered £1 houses in Italian village of Olalay.
Let me tell you that. I don't want to move to that village anymore.
When did you ever want to move to that village?
Well, I would have taken the offer.
That would be the wokest place, I'd say, in the world.
Yeah, honest, but that's what I mean. I mean, like, I probably would have considered it for a dollar. But now, because everyone who's upset about Trump's election, if you'd have to be that upset because Trump got in, I don't want to live in a village with you.
Yeah, legit.
Like, I'll put up with anyone and their political beliefs. But if you start crying and moving country because a political opponent won,
well,
I'm gonna move.
No, because it depends on what your beliefs are. Right, say, Kim Jong-un was going to be the new president, because they've changed, right? So this is Australia, and Kim Jong-un was going to be the president of Australia. Right? And he wanted to apply the same laws and all that shit. And he does all, you know, I know you have that theory of what it's actually like, you know.
So you're comparing Donald Trump to Kim Jong-un?
I'm not. I'm just saying, right? I'm not. But some people view him as that. Which I'm not saying.
Some people think he is.
Some people think he is, but what the fuck, mate? All right. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Would you leave Australia?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because it's Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, but also, some people think, right? Some people think that just because a TikTok said that that someone's going to lose their rights to their body doesn't mean, you know what I mean?
Well, exactly. I see, if you're that gullible.
Yeah, if you're that gullible, go
live. But also, like, would you, if you were an American citizen and you lived in America, right, and Kamala won, you wouldn't move?
No.
You'd stay.
I'd stay, bro.
Yeah.
Did you see that Kamala went to Diddy's party?
Yeah, Kamala went to Diddy's party. You know, Nila knows too much.
The Diddy list, right, or the Epstein Island list, isn't who went on the island or who went to the party. It's who was
affiliated
with. Like, so say, right, literally, the school you went to, right? It didn't go for long, but the school you went to. Sorry.
Yeah.
The school you went to, right? And then the principal goes down. You'd be on the list.
Oh, I don't think it's that deep, but I think, right, if you talked to, if you had a connection with the principal, right? If you went to his office, that's probably what you'd get.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Oh, did you see the cruise that goes on for 4 years?
Yep. Yeah, they made a cruise. Honestly, it's a good marketing campaign.
Honestly,
not gonna lie.
Get them out. Fucking oath.
Yeah.
You know what? Have all the cruise ships. Take them. Go. Yay. Yeah, you know what? Some of them might not come back. Sorry, that was not funny.
No, that was not funny. And also, I mean,
they should do a collab of all the cruise ships, you know?
I honestly think it'd be a good business idea to try and make money off this.
Yeah, honestly.
Because I think,
honestly, I reckon selling,
some people are down bad at the moment.
Yeah.
Like,
have you seen, like, the thirst traps of, like, those people who were, like, you know, those, like, four blokes who were, like, our age, who were, like, big Kamala supporters on, like, TikTok and all that shit?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh. Bro, there's, what, like, are you watching? Yeah, there's, like, thirst traps of them.
What
now
are you on?
Because they're, like, oh my god, our heroes.
Our heroes.
Yeah, and it didn't work.
Oh, they're probably, like, trying to riz. And they're all like, oh, I'm I'm into like feminism.
Pretty sure his name's like Dean Parker or some shit.
Dean Parker? I don't know.
Just, bro, just having a complex. All right, so the next one is Argentinian club under fire after starting a YouTuber in their starting lineup.
Well, what's wrong? Is he good?
No, he's never played before.
Oh, so yeah, that's...
Ivan Buhajruk, known as Preen Online, with no professional experience, made his debut for Deportivo Riestra on Sunday and lasted 50 seconds before being substituted.
Well, I mean, if they only put him on for 50 seconds... There's literally videos
of him,
right?
There's literally videos of him on the field, and he looks like...
Did they concede?
Probably.
So they conceded a goal while he was on the field. Something would
have had to happen in those 50 seconds for him to get substituted again.
Yeah.
So they probably did.
Okay, well then, yeah, fair enough. It's a professional sport. Why are you putting on...
They're probably doing it for the views for this exact reason.
Yeah.
To be put on the Make Rice pod for views. Right, Neil, you said you had a...
Do you want to start with the quiz, or would you rather...
Quiz.
Okay.
It's going down, mate.
How many letters...
Oh, we're going straight into this. All right.
Yep.
How many letters...
You gotta be louder. You gotta
scream.
Scream.
How many letters are in the French alphabet?
25.
Yeah. 26.
It's the same, isn't it?
How many letters are in the English alphabet?
26.
Oh.
It's the same. I tried to teach you guys.
Bro, I forgot. Could you... Okay, do the alphabet right now. Go.
What the fuck?
I forgot.
A, B, C... Oh. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Q, R, S, T, U, V. W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABC. Next time, will you sing with me?
Damn.
That was good. Bro, honestly,
that should be our intro.
We should start like...
Wait, should that be our intro?
What, the ABC?
Yeah.
The fucking alphabet.
That's actually funny as.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
Wait, should that be our intro?
Yeah, every episode.
Like, yeah, every episode.
We start off. A, B, C.
No, don't even have a theme song. That's our theme song, mate.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You reckon?
No, I feel like that's fucking too annoying. Good. I feel like people will get annoyed pretty quickly.
All right, next. Okay. So, wait, who got a point for that one? No one?
I think
No one.
Yeah.
What's the smallest thing in the whole universe from stars in the sky to things in the
world? Nolan's dick!
Cock!
Sorry. The smallest thing.
In the universe.
A nucleus.
No.
Adam.
Yeah.
Oh! You did science for school. Mate, Mr. Dropout here. Oh.
Yeah, okay. To be fair, though, I did think a nucleus because a nucleus is inside an atom.
To be fair, I don't think they've studied my cock, but it is what it is.
You guys, I don't know if you guys know this, but this will be funny. In the TV show Friends, what is Joey's line that he uses to charm everyone he meets?
How you doing? Yeah! 2 points clear, baby! They call me Liverpool!
What the fuck?
You're getting destroyed here.
Okay. What is the only continent where coffee grows naturally?
Africa.
Well, I don't know who said that.
Surely. You finished it last, mate. Wait, should we do VAR? How do we do VAR?
We can't do VAR.
I'll give
just get half a point each.
Half a point each. Yeah. Right, 2.5.
Okay. In what year was the first iPhone released?
2002. 2001? 2003.
No.
1995.
No.
1998?
No. 1999.
2006.
2005.
2007. 2004. Oh! 1.5 and 2.5.
1.5 and 2.5,
yeah.
Oh, fuck.
In which country were the first modern Olympic Games held?
Olympias!
Greece. Greece.
Killian.
Rome.
Oh my god, I said Killian.
Oh.
And Rome is in Italy, no one.
I said Athens first, as if it was a country.
What is the largest ocean? ocean on Earth?
Atlantic.
South Pacific. Pacific.
Atlantic. Oh. Fuck.
3.5, 2.5.
What is the second largest country by land area?
Russia.
No, that's the biggest. America. China.
No.
America.
No.
Canada.
Yeah.
Oh! 4.5! 2.5! Mate, you're gone. You're cooked. We've already done, like, how many questions?
Eight.
How many questions left?
Two.
Oh, so we've tied. Oh, yes. My God. I've won.
What is the name of the famous clock tower in London?
Big Ben. Oh! I've won.
Okay.
Toma. Oompa da toma.
Let me finish, Norm, and then you can celebrate. What sport is known as the beautiful game?
Football. Soccer.
Yeah.
Oh! Bro, bow down. Get on your knees, mate.
I'm glad it means so much to you to beat me.
Fucking
bro, celebrating as if you beat Real Madrid.
Dude, oh, mate, I beat Prime Messi and Ronaldo on the same team, mate.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You got wrecked, mate. Just fuck. Dude, you don't even understand. No one on the Make Race podcast, not even on the Make Race podcast history, has there ever been a win this big.
What, because someone else than me won?
No, I've actually won by the most, I think. The biggest margin out of all ever.
Okay.
We've done the quiz, like, me and you, me versus you, like, 3 times. I don't think I've won. I think I won fair, like, big.
Okay, buddy.
It's all right, mate. Maybe just a bit of studying next time and a bit of...
Bro, you talk so much shit.
No, honestly, mate, if you ever need help, mate, if you ever need help, I'm just one...
Someone that didn't know where Cuba
just
was.
Just a couple of steps away, mate.
Yeah. Just last episode, you didn't know where Cuba was.
And just this episode, I got 6.5. How many did you
No,
get,
you
mate?
Got 7.5, buddy.
7.5. You got 2.5.
Yeah, how I got 2.5.
6.5, 2.5.
Well, that doesn't add up to 10.
No, it does. Because we tied on one. And no, we didn't. The ABC one we didn't get.
Oh, we didn't get the ABC one. That's right, yeah. 6.5, 2.5.
Hey, you know what? Good job.
Bro, what the fuck? Dude, you talk so much shit.
Honestly, like, showing up sometimes takes a lot of guts, you know? Especially when you got someone like me and
this guy.
So I'm just going to be Mr. Questions and see how it's going.
You're making everyone root for me now.
We did a what's it called? What was the question again? Chemistry question. Your boy dropped out of school here. Mr. Big Brain over there. Went to study chemistry in senior. And
But what the fuck, dude? Why are you such a shit winner? Just claim the dub and that's it.
Oh, no, I claimed it.
Yeah, you did. No, honestly, you did.
Honestly, next game, you know what? You could win. It's right. The odds are ever in your favor, mate.
You know what? I'll take all of this shit talking as a compliment.
Yeah.
That it means that much to you that you beat me.
Hey, it means a lot, right?
Yeah. Okay, Neela.
Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Jail
5 years. What the fuck is that question, mate?
I don't want to remember. I want to remember everything I do in my life. I don't want to spend 10 years of my life just hooked
rotting
up to a fucking life support.
Yeah, bro.
And plus, imagine the gym. Imagine the gains in the the prison. You'll get prison jacked.
Then you might drop the soap accidentally. Get a bit of action. Sneaky link into jail.
What the fuck, this guy?
Yeah, that's mate.
He's too busy thinking about how he's gonna approach men in the showers.
Is there such a thing as, like,
you know what though? I really see it now that you've said it. I reckon in jail you'd be the bitch.
What the fuck, mate? He's just salty. He lost general knowledge. Don't listen to him, guys.
You know when they have those movies when like criminals are in jail and there's always that one guy who sucks everyone's cock.
What the fuck, mate? Can we, like, what the fuck? I'm going to be extremely homophobic right now and say, what the fuck? That's a joke.
That's exactly what I mean. You mate. Just brought it up. You brought it up on yourself.
You know what you'd be, mate?
What?
You'd be the first fucking guy in the line, cunt.
What the... don't say, say that.
Say we weren't related.
Don't say that.
That's weird.
Anyways, continue.
Okay. Would you rather swim in a pool full of Nutella or a pool full of maple syrup? Pool of nut?
Maple syrup.
Nutella? Are you serious? What?
Maple syrup.
Nutella. I'd just eat my way out of it. Yeah, what the you fuck? Would, mate.
Probably wouldn't even come out twice the size. You're already that big, man. Probably wouldn't even fit in the pool. If it's a 50-meter pool, he's definitely not fitting in there. It's got to be 100 meters.
Oh, you reckon a 100-meter pool exists?
Fucking oath, mate.
Does it?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Have a look. 100-meter pool. Just write 100.
100.
100-meter pool.
Meter pool.
See if it exists. I want to go swim there if it exists.
Yeah, mate, it exists.
Where?
Right there, mate.
Right where? Where?
Yeah, it's long, mate.
Of course it's in a... it's probably in Arabia, right?
It's in Lisbon.
Yeah, 100%.
Bro, Ronaldo knows where to live.
In Lisbon.
Ronaldo actually knows, like, what's up.
He... you know where he was born, right?
Lisbon.
No, he wasn't born in Lisbon. Well, he was born in Madeira.
Yeah, when he went to Sporting. Lisbon.
Yeah.
And there's a pool there. 100 meters.
Like, he's just lived at the best places. Probably.
Bro, he's been to, like, all, like, the nice.
I mean, except Manchester.
Manchester's nice.
Manchester's all right.
A little bit.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
I'd rather, mate.
I don't want to remember what.
Lose my sight.
My sight, yeah.
You know what, though? If I didn't have any friends and if I was a loner, I'd want to lose my memories, though. Because then you'd just be
isn't
like...
isn't that already the case, mate? Have a deep think, mate.
Why are you being such an asshole today?
I'm kidding.
Anyways, no, I'd rather lose my sight.
Yeah, same. I agree with you.
You know what, you could get away with a lot of things with losing your sight.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Anyways, continue, Neela.
Okay. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always 20 minutes early?
20 minutes early.
20 minutes early. What the These are too easy, mate.
Too easy, Neela. Too easy.
Neela, would you rather your date,
I'm not answering this.
The kid Leroy. Who's it? Oh.
Just let her do it.
No?
She's better. Go.
Would you rather have a pause or rewind button in your
rewind.
Life?
Rewind!
Because you can still pause with the rewind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have to pause first to rewind. You can't just be like, rewind, bitch. You have to be like, pause.
What's the point
rewind
of pause?
Times rewind, five, mate. Times 10.
You say something, doesn't
no, but,
hit.
Like, you could pause, and you're like really mad at someone, and you could just like...
is that what you think about?
Just like...
I did not think about that.
And then they wouldn't know.
Imagine strategic things, right? Where it involves making the right choice. You could make every single choice, and if it doesn't
like
work out
choice.
For you... you can try another choice.
Always.
And see how
always,
it works.
Always pick C. When in doubt, pick C.
No, you don't. What the fuck? It's always random, mate.
Exactly.
When teachers aren't going to be like, oh, you know, because the first... they're not going to do the first one. They might not do the second one because it's too obvious. They'll do the third one. They don't think like that. They're like, okay, jumble me up the thing and we'll do an even distribution.
You know what I did once?
What?
I did the up and down.
There's a myriad ways they're going to do it. It's not going to be fucking, like, C every time.
And guess what mark I got?
What mark did you get?
B+.
What, just guessing?
No, the ones I didn't know, I just put C.
Oh.
Yeah. Point proved them, mate. If you don't know what's up, put C.
That's probably why you got a B plus and not an A plus then. Because you didn't know the ones you didn't know you got
all
wrong.
All the answers I got right were C, mate.
So you're telling me the ones you knew, you fucked up, and the ones you guessed, you got right. Yeah, so really, you don't know anything.
Well, no, I beat you in general knowledge, didn't I?
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your exam.
So if we were to do a test right now, I would have won.
Not really.
Well,
just because you got them first doesn't mean I got them wrong. In an exam, it's not like as fast as you can go.
No. Minutes.
he finished in five minutes.
Finish school, mate.
And then he realized there was a whole back section to the exam.
Neil didn't even get to the exams, mate.
She did. I remember seeing that report card full of D's.
D's? Yeah.
I'm joking.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, continue.
I didn't fail my class.
Continue.
I passed, mate. Actually.
Would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or live to 100 with a lot of regrets?
20.
Oh. Oh. 100 with a lot of regrets. You'll have lived a good life.
What's like a lot of regrets, though?
Well, you just have done like, oh, just fuck it.
And then you go to hell.
What?
Based off Lucifer.
You regret.
No, you don't. You regret doing something. You don't. You're not guilty of something.
Yeah, I'll do regrets.
You're just like, oh, I regret not, I don't know, fucking...
What's your biggest regret right now?
I don't have biggest regret.
What's yours?
I have no regrets. What? What's my biggest regret?
Stopping TikTok because you got influenced, mate.
No, because it might have not worked out, or something might have happened to me because of being a TikTok star. Or maybe it just wouldn't have worked and I would have wasted heaps of time. You can't have regrets. You just got to live your life.
That's good, mate.
It is good.
That's
good.
What's your regret?
Do you have regrets?
Yeah, my regret.
Okay, what's your regret?
I don't know. I don't have any.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, I think I know what your regret is.
What the...
Go.
What's my regret, what's then?
No, say it.
Oh, okay, no, don't say it.
Oh, wait, maybe don't say it.
All right.
I'm scared now.
Next one.
That's it.
Okay. Oh, that's it. Wow. Nolan's got something.
Should we do this or should we do it next time?
No, do it. Do it. We got time.
It's time to rate La Liga third kits.
Yeah, boy.
Now, this took me so long.
Oh, my God.
So long. And I don't think you understand how long it took me.
I will understand because you've said it like 15 times.
So long. All right, let's begin.
Okay.
I made a notes folder with
so
all the jerseys.
So, are you going to go through all of them? And
yep.
Yeah.
I'll show you too. All right, let's begin with Athletic Bilbao.
Show me.
Thoughts?
I don't like the brand personally. I don't like the Castore.
You don't like Castore?
I don't like Castore that
much. You've
got
a shirt like that though.
Yeah, I know, and I don't like it that much.
I feel like we should focus more on the Kutskak Bank.
I don't like it.
Good spank.
I don't like the.
I like the logo, but to be quite honest with you, do better.
I don't like the purple. To be honest, I normally do like.
It's
like,
kind of like it's weird.
I like weird and wacky colors, and I like the accents in black.
Weird and wacky.
But I don't like.
I don't rate it honestly.
I don't rate it.
I'm gonna give because it just a solid six because it's not shit, but it's not.
Oh,
good.
I'm gonna say four. Like, six. More effort. Mate, it needs more effort.
Some La Liga kits are shit compared to this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest with you.
Okay, well, I'm going to give this
like
a five.
Like the Premier League, I've done a way better job.
I'm going to do five.
Five? I'm going to give it six. All right, this one is Alaves.
Alaves third kit. I like it.
I like it, but it also kind of looks like something you could buy on Temu.
Yeah. It's. I like the gold on the badge and the sponsor.
I do. You know what? This sponsor, kind of sick.
Kind of sick?
Kind of sick.
Yeah.
But, to be honest with you, anything Puma's kind of bad.
Anything Puma? I actually sometimes disagree with that statement. Sometimes I heavily agree. Especially heavily agree. With, like, the Switzerland.
Bro, Switzerland kits are shit.
I want to be patriotic, but it's just, like, every year. It's almost the same every year. It's the same. Puma does that. But sometimes they bring out bangers. Sometimes, see, that's a bit different. I like the bangers sometimes. Yeah. The Puma bangers are sometimes good. Sometimes they're even better than the Nike and Adidas bangers.
Mm, nah. And then this is Atletico Madrid.
Atletico Madrid.
I don't like it. It's shit.
Oh, it's shit.
Yeah. The fucks up with the oh! weird...
No, actually...
Oh, we forgot to rate. We forgot to rate this.
Oh, that one, I give it a 7.
I give it a 6 as well again.
It's bang next average. One, the Atletico Madrid one.
Atletico Madrid.
I like the blue waves on it.
I like, you know...
It's creative.
It's creative. It's different. But...
I don't like Riyad Air.
I don't like how it's pink. It kind of looks
I like the pink.
It looks like... No. This is what I'm going to tell you what it looks like. On the badge... It looks like... Wait, so are we going to put this up for the viewers to see as well?
Yeah, we're putting it up for the viewers, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I won't show it like this, but you'll...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you the photos.
Mm-hmm.
So, the thing with this, right? It looks like you put it in the wash with pink clothes.
With pink clothes. Yeah, no. See, okay. I like it, though. I like the tint.
I don't like it. And what the hell is up with this Nike Tech new trend? What is that? Are you trying to rebrand? Are you trying to be quirky? Oh, quirky with it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I put the Nike Tech the other way around.
What? Vertically?
Vertically. That's what I meant.
Yeah, you didn't put it upside down.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the vertical what do you Nike think? Tech.
Nah.
It's weird.
It stands out.
It's not original.
Bro, the only thing good about this kit is the sponsor.
What? I hate the sponsor.
I love the sponsor.
Put Emirates on it. So much better.
Well, yes, obviously, but it's just the way it is.
Emirates is the goat of sponsors.
All right. This is...
What's the rank? I'm going to give it a 6.
I'm going to give it a 3. And this is not because I'm a Real Madrid supporter. It's just because it's shit. Dog... Utter dog shit, honestly. Sorry. It looks like you put in the wash with pink clothes.
I don't mind it.
All right, this is Real Betis, and this, honestly, with you, this looks like maybe...
Show me. Oh, that's ours.
That looks like
looks like a rashi,
that
bro.
That looks like, bro, if you made the your school team, and then you went to play a game.
It looks like a rashi.
And you know what they do? They pay people to make this shit.
It looks like what I used to wear when I used to go boogie boarding when I was 6.
Yeah. Apart from it's got sponsors. The only good... The only thing that's good
Zoom about into this it kit, so I can see it more.
The only thing that's good about this kit is this little top bit here.
Show.
Kind of right. I'm doing it, mate. Fuck. It keeps going away. The little top thing.
Oh, it's fine.
Looks good because everything else is shit.
I don't like Hummel. Hummel makes shit stuff as well.
Yeah, well, mate. The sponsor's shit. Everything's shit.
Except the badge. The badge of Real Betis is so good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, one of the only good things is the
badge. The Real Betis badge is OP.
All right, this is Celta.
Wait, man. No. What do we rate it? I rated it a 2.
I'm going to give it a 1, honestly.
Okay.
There's honestly not much design to it. Honestly, it's almost like you went on Canva and was like, you know what? Let's fucking make this shit.
Oh, let's make the sleeves a different shade.
Yeah, this looks like I went on FIFA and created a kit. Yeah. Honestly. All right, this is not much better. It's honestly the same. This is Celta. Ooh,
Celta.
That's worse.
Yeah.
It's worse because it's orange.
I hate the sponsor.
Yeah.
No, okay, I wouldn't mind the sponsor if it was on a different kit.
If it was on a retro kit, that'd be sick. It's just orange, bro. What are you doing?
And Hummel, what are you doing?
It's the same as Madrid. Why you make your kits orange? That's disgusting. Yeah. Orange is a bad color for kids.
Oh, see, I don't mind it if it's done right. Yeah. But it needs to be done right.
It needs to be done right. And Madrid also didn't hit.
What do you rate it?
4.
What do you rate it, Neela?
0.
0.
Oh, but I can't rate this higher than Real Betis.
No, I'm rating it higher than Real Betis.
Oh, I am actually. You know what?
The sponsor kind of carries it, actually.
It's not bad. I'm actually... You know what? Changing my vote. I'm giving it 4. Fuck off. It's not bad. It's 4.
4. I gave it
it's
a 4.
It's not bad.
I gave it a 4.
Look at it for a while.
No, I don't like it. No, get it out of my face.
I want to buy it, but it's not bad.
Get it out of my eyesight.
All right, this is Espanol.
Espanol.
And at first glance, I thought this was ref kit.
What? No, zoom into it. Show me that line. I want to see that line. What the heck? Does it have a...
Bro.
Calma. Is that, it Kelme?
Bro, it looks... It's Kelme, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, it looks like... It looks like the ref...
The only good thing about that shirt is the badge.
It looks like you've got 10 refs running around.
No, I don't like it. Yeah, are these all going to be shit?
Bro, Madrid, I mean, La Liga kits aren't that good, mate.
Okay.
But this is good.
We're okay.
I'm going to give it a...
Three, two,
yeah.
It lacks creativity.
Three, yeah.
Someone just fucking scribbled a line through it. That's all they did.
All right, this one, honestly, could trump them as the worst kits ever. All right, this is Barcelona. Oh, what the hell is that?
It's all right.
Alright.
Get the fuck out of
here. I'll give it a five.
Get the fuck out of here. You got... Bro, this doesn't even deserve a
Wait,
one.
So you're using bias in this?
No, it's not bias. It's shit, mate.
Yeah.
What would make... This looks like vomit, mate.
I'm going to say it's a five.
That looks like vomit.
Five?
Yeah. Oh,
that looks like I threw up on a shirt. That looks like a cartoon threw up.
Wait, is it a Is it a still green or is it...
No, it's like...
Does it have clouds in it? Yeah, I like it. Well, I don't like it, sorry. Oh, cool. I think it's average.
Mate, everything, it just looks like you bought a shirt, right? You went to Lowe's, right?
Yeah.
You bought a shirt. And then you just put three different logos on there and just stuck to it and then sold it for 150 euros.
I'm going to give it a four. No, I'll give it a four. Looking at it closely.
Keep in mind that they sell this for like 150 euros, mate.
Four.
I'm, you know what?
If I got it for free, honestly, I'll give it a four.
I'm giving it a 0.5.
Four.
0.5.
Four.
Shit.
So all
right, this one kind of slaps, except it's kind of boring. Getafe.
Oh!
It slaps, but it's kind of boring. You see what I mean? Like the white's too white.
Joma! They're doing well, yeah. Joma. Bro, what the fuck? I like the collar. I like the green and the white. Color,
but the collar's a bit big.
I like the sponsor.
The collar's a bit big.
I like the badge. I like the sponsor.
I like everything about it, but it's giving cricket.
Not even.
It's giving cricket.
Not even because of the cuff. Because it's not straight white. The cuff goes green.
Look at this. Ready?
No, I know what a cricket kit. I know what a cricket kit looks
with
like.
Collar, white.
I know what a cricket kit looks like, buddy.
Mate, I'm just showing you.
Yeah, I know. I'm not retarded. That was okay. I'm not going to use that word. I'm not dumb.
Neela, is it not giving cricket?
Show.
No.
Nah?
Show. No.
That
huh?
looks so much more boxy.
Yeah, no, now that I look at it. But it's not giving football.
No, it gives football. Does I like it? It. Yeah, it's pretty
the
classic.
The only thing that's kind of giving it down is the sponsor, but it kind of works with the kit.
I like the sponsor.
It kind of, it looks Mexican.
Only because it's green.
It looks Mexican.
What's the sponsor? Show me.
Tino Casa.
Tino Casa.
It's probably like an ancient.
Don't mind it.
This one, first glance, I thought it was Man City, but it's Girona.
No, it's shit. Too template-y.
It's too like, look, City's doing well, let's copy this shit.
I'm going to give it a five. Oh, and I'm going to give the other one a seven.
Oh, yeah, the other one? Yeah, I'll give it... Oh, no, I'm giving it a six.
I'm going to give it a seven.
And this one, I'm going to give a five.
The Man City-looking one.
Five.
Girona, I'm going to give it a five. Because it just lacks...
It's average.
Lacks creativity, bro.
You see, it's not
Puma
bad,
again.
It
just
looks Swiss. It looks extremely Swiss.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It just lacks creativity. It's template. It's just...
I'm giving it a five because it's not shit either.
It's not shit, but it's like, what the fuck?
You know what? It's probably one of the best I've seen so far.
No, the best one I've seen is either the first one or...
All right, so
the
this
green
one... club is this again?
Oh, Getafe.
No, it's not.
No. I'm talking about the one I liked.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me give me a second. I'm just gonna look for the club. Las Palmas.
Las Palmas. Yeah.
Shit. I don't like it.
Is it Adidas?
No, it is Hummel.
Is it green?
No. Okay. No. I'm gonna give it a.
You
three.
Know what though? He's covering like the best bit.
Three.
I
don't like the green.
It's not
on
the
it.
Worst ever.
I don't like the green blue.
You know what's
combo.
Carrying it? The La Liga kit on the La Liga logo on the side.
Yeah, and I mean it's on every single one of the jerseys. So,
all right, this one I don't like. It's Osasuna.
Osasuna. No, it looks too much like a rugby kit.
It looks it. What did they try to make bricks on that shit or what?
Also, why is no one using Adidas? I haven't seen a single Adidas kit yet.
Because probably Madrid bought all the rights for Adidas.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, true, actually.
It's Macron. Macron make hit and miss kits sometimes.
Macron is like the Yingfa of...
Yeah, it's...
You know what I mean?
It's Yingfa. Like the... It's like the fifth brand who never really made it through. So you got at the top, you got Adidas and Nike,
yeah.
Then followed by Puma, and then you got Kelmet and Kappa. Those are the top five. And then after that, it's Macron.
What about Castor?
Castor is with Macron. And it's like the two of them, they never really seem to break
through.
It's like the
little sister.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, that was a joke. All right, next is Real Madrid.
That's a 10.
That's a 10 out of 10.
And okay, I'm not going to say this out of bias.
It's not bias, but everything about this kit.
I personally bought this shirt.
Yeah. In their defense, oh, you're low power. It didn't turn off, but it says low power on your thing.
Just press cancel.
Press it. No, but see, it's not biased because Real Madrid have spent a lot of money on investors, and it's kind of turned into their third kid's kind of turned into a fashion statement.
Yeah. I honestly love it.
That's a 10.
I like the white on it. I like the grey. I like the pattern in it, the RMCF.
I like the logos.
I like the collar.
The logos the work cuff. Together. It doesn't look like they've just stuck something on the shirt like Barcelona.
And it doesn't look like a template either.
Yeah.
It's like, honestly, like they've put some thought into it.
And I like the writing on there. Like, it looks...
It just looks flash. Honestly,
couldn't have done anything better.
Honestly, it's my favorite kit of the season.
It is.
I honestly...
Out of any club.
Out of any club.
It's good. All right. And then we move on to Real Betis.
Okay. I don't like the puzzle pieces.
Is that Real Betis? Yeah.
Real Sociedad. Yeah. I don't like the puzzle pieces. What were they thinking?
I don't want to make fun of it because it's not a third kit. It's a special kit. So I don't know what it's for. So I don't want to make fun of it, but it's extremely shit. But
What's on the chest?
What's on the chest? Yeah, that's what I'm worried. Yeah, I think we should not talk about that.
What?
It's the... I don't know what it means, but it's Eduardo Chillida, limited edition.
Oh, maybe it's like an artist who made it.
Yeah, look, if you're an artist and you make that one, honestly, fair play. This one, fresh.
No, fresh. What were we rating that one?
Oh.
I'm going to give it a
1.
2.
This one is Leganés.
Leganés.
You know what? For a promoted team this season, they've done really well.
Show me, zoom in a bit. I can't see it.
See the sponsor, how it looks fresh on that kit?
Australia. Yeah, Kappa as well. Oh. I like it.
I like it.
I like it. I'm going to give it a...
See, I would wear... This is like...
Oh!
Yeah, it's a kit you'd wear on like holidays, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8.
It's nice.
I like the red and the black.
Yeah, and I like... You know how we said that we don't like the Estrella? Estrella?
Yeah, no, but I now like it now. Like it here. Because it's a darker kit. It fits
like,
on there.
And like... The collar's like, oh shit, I lost everything here. Oh.
What'd you say, Neil? Well, what do you rate it, Norm?
I'm giving it an 8.5.
8 for me. 8.5. I honestly, I'd buy it.
Honestly, it's probably not even that expensive.
If I drove through that town and I saw that shirt for sale, I would buy it.
Bro, it's like, I'm pretty sure at Leganés, they it's actually a cucumber town.
A cucumber town.
So it's probably not that expensive.
Well, I'm glad they didn't put cucumbers on their thing.
It's probably not that expensive, I reckon.
Yeah.
All right, next is Villarreal.
Villarreal.
First glance, I like it. When I look more into it, I don't like
okay,
it.
Okay, show me more into it. Is it like the pattern in it or something? The is it like smoke?
Pattern's different.
I don't mind it. Joma did a pretty good job this season. I'm going to give it a 6.
You give it a 6?
Yeah. You know like what? It's a bit average,
it's bang average, but it's a I'll give it a 6 too.
Yeah.
This is. Sorry, I think it is. Valladolid. Wait, it says it here. Yeah. Oh no! Oh wait, no, that's Leganés. That one was Valladolid.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Leganés, and honestly, fucking like it.
Wait, zoom in to the collar.
Oh, shit, I lost it. Fucking lost it.
So that's Leganés.
Yeah. This is a, keep in mind, this is a team.
Is that Joma again?
Yeah.
Bro, Joma's on.
Bro, this is a team, keep in mind, that got promoted this season.
I like that one. I'm going to give it a 7.
Fresh. It looks Italian, 7. Though.
What do you mean Italian?
Bro, it's literally the Italian flag.
Sorry? Oh, so then this is the wrong... What? The Italian flag? Where?
Right there, mate.
Oh, on the cuff. Because that's cuff? Probably the colour of the club.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Oh.
All right, this is Mallorca.
What do you reckon?
Mallorca. No.
What is that?
No.
What's your last one?
Oh, I'm giving it a 7.
Honestly, it would work better if it, show me again, if it had the, if it had maybe like the Adidas stripes on it instead of the Nike tick. Is that Nike?
Yeah, it's Nike.
Yeah, the Adidas stripes on the top, black with, or maybe red.
Yeah.
And like maybe the cuffs red as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And the sponsor red and Nike tick red. Just because the badge is red, it doesn't match the white.
Yeah, it looks like it's standing out.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they put like a little flag here just cause.
Yeah. Just make the sponsor, the cuffs, the Adidas stripes red.
Yeah.
And then there you go. Or even if it's Nike, just make the Nike tick red with the sponsor red and the badge red.
Because then it all matches. I just don't see why Nike would produce this shit.
Yeah, I don't like it. It looks like a rash shirt that you would buy if you stopped at like a truck stop before going to the beach and it was the only option you had.
Mm-hmm. It's disappointing. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
And I quite like Mallorca as a club as well. I do. So
I do too.
I'm disappointed.
And I have a huge respect for them because they tied with Real Madrid. So not many clubs can do that. Not even Barcelona.
I hope they didn't tie with Real Madrid in that shirt.
Fucking no, they didn't. All right. This is Real. Oh, that's
I'm
going to
give it a 3. Oh, no, actually a 1. I agree with Nolan, a 1.
This is Real Vallecano.
Ooh! Show me in depth.
In depth? Nah.
What's the sponsor?
It's Umbro.
That's
giving Umbro what's happening.
I don't like the middle sponsor. It's too big. I like the badge in the center, and I like the stripes coming
up. I like the badge in the center because it's different.
I like the Z stripes.
It's different. It's like the England kit sometimes.
It's a sash. I like the sash. Yeah. I'm going to give it a 6.5.
It just doesn't look very comfortable.
I'm going to give it a 6.5.
I wouldn't wear this.
No, I wouldn't wear it. I wouldn't buy it either. Oh, actually, I would wear it, but I wouldn't buy it.
I don't think I'd buy it. If it got given to me for free, I'd wear it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, yeah. Okay, this is...
Oh, what would we rate it? Oh, 6.5 and Nolan?
4. All right, this is Sevilla. Yeah, Sevilla. It looks like my German kit.
I like that one.
Castoria did a good job on that one. I mean, it's a bit average.
I would honestly... I feel like... it looks very tight, but I feel like if you got it a bit larger, it'd look nice. And if it had like a collar, maybe.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Yeah, it's not something to write home about.
No.
But it's not also... It's also
Valencia something. Probably has a good kit coming up.
We did Valencia first.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no. Oh, bro. I'm sorry to disappoint, but this is the Valencia kit.
Oh! Zoom in.
That's like...
I don't want to make fun of Valencia because right now they're in a flood, but...
I'm so disappointed.
Valencia's a really good club.
Yeah, and they did that.
And you know, they're in last place at the moment.
I'm going to give it a 5. It's just so... Puma again.
It looks like...
Lacking creativity.
Lack of creativity, you know?
Like, it's just an orange
shirt. You
know
what carries it? It's the logo.
See, this is what I mean, right? It's okay if it's the first shirt, the home shirt, right? Yeah. It's okay if it's just a steel color because it's your club shirt. It's the first one you wear on the field. It's,
the third kit it represents your fashion club. Statement.
The third kit is a fashion statement. It's the one you sell people on. It's the one you're trying to make money out of, right? For your club.
You only wear a few times and then that's where the value comes in.
Yeah. If you're going to have a shit kit, how are you going to make money as a club?
You can't be, right? You can't be. You can't be having that as a third kit. And then you have a club like Real Madrid with a third kit like that.
That's why Real Madrid beat you. Because you make third kits like that. You produce the worst
you
third
kit. You produce that shit like that.
You don't make any money throughout the season. And then you can't buy new players when the transfer window
opens. Look at Barcelona, mate. They don't have enough money to...
Well, I'm not surprised because their kit is bang average.
Yeah, they're broke as fuck because their kit is... bang average.
You know, they
look at Real Madrid, right? They have a whole brand around their football. you think about Real Madrid, right? You think, oh, fancy, all that shit. You think of Valencia now, and it's like, oh, it's orange.
Well, Valencia used to have a good kit.
Yeah.
And also, like, Barcelona used to be all right. But also...
Barcelona's second kit's nice.
Yeah.
I'll give it to them.
See, they could have done something special with that upside-down Nike tick. They could have honestly made it really good. I like the upside-down Nike tick.
Bro, the only thing good about Barcelona's kit is the fact that Messi played for their club once.
No, I see the Barcelona kits are nice.
I will agree. That green one.
I like the red. The red blue.
The red blue is nice,
and I like the black.
And if I wasn't a Real Madrid fan, I'd probably buy it.
And but I would buy the black.
I would buy the black, but I couldn't wear that. It'd make me feel gross.
Yeah,
and like the green one would make me throw up.
Oh, I would never wear the green one. It's too average. And also,
it's
like,
it's just shit, mate.
Well, it's average. I honestly think it's just like they just threw something together. Like, I'd wear it as a player if I played for Barcelona. Yeah,
they're too busy with the offside trick.
Whereas, like, the one with like the puzzle piece, yeah. I wouldn't wear that as a player.
Oh, well, that's like it. Look, it's like
I mean, AFL if I had kits. To, if I was getting paid for
it's
it,
like the AFL like, kits. All yeah. the AFL kits are shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna lie. AFL kits need to improve, yeah. And also like the NRL and. Even the kits for soccer in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't call it football in Australia. It's soccer.
When people call it soccer.
No, but yeah, but in Australia it's soccer. So yeah, when you say Australian soccer, it's Australian soccer.
Why can't you just call it football?
Because football, it's literally like that in Europe.
Foot and ball is literally what it is.
I know. I agree with you, but also like when you're talking about Australia and football, it's soccer. People take that very seriously.
I don't care what they say. Football is the word, is the name.
I think you're taking it too seriously. Think you can use soccer or football.
You know what? Maybe I am.
Hand in hand.
But if you call football soccer.
No, maybe, but do you agree? Agree that Australian, like just sport merchandise needs to improve in general?
Everything.
Like it's just, I just would not buy it. I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
Like why? Like I've never seen such a missed opportunity to sell more merch for AFL, NRL, and football. All of them. It's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's all ass. It's all shit. I would not buy a single one of those NRL, AFL, soccer jerseys, rugby. Football jerseys. Just
the closest will be rugby, actually, to be honest.
I would never buy a Queensland Maroons jersey.
But right,
it's just not good enough.
The rugby shirts, right? That would be the closest I'd be to buying one.
There are too many sponsors. It's too... Like, just make it a bit more fashionable, you know? And AFL as well. Like, make the material better. Not looking like something that's about to set on fire.
You know what? I take everything I just said.
Yeah. Back. It's awful.
Oh, that one's kind of fresh.
It's all... None of them are fresh.
This one's kind of fresh.
They're all... Oh,
it's kind of fresh. It's all right.
But like,
I agree.
Yeah, it's just improve. You know,
improve. Do better.
Just sign Nike or Adidas or
it's
Kappa.
Not easy,
Kappa.
Mate.
Kappa. Sign easy, Kappa. Mate. Kappa are fucking.
Do you
good.
Understand how much bigger football is in like Europe and all that shit than AFL? I reckon football is bigger than AFL, rugby, NRL. And all that shit combined.
No, but I think you don't understand that if you can pay a brand to make the kits for you as well. So if you pay the brand to make you a kit, you can custom make the kit however you want.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like caps on how much you can pay in sports in Australia. It's stupid.
It's stupid.
But thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
I'm going to have lunch because I'm starving.
Yes, same. All right, guys. See you later. Bye.
See you next.